coming, even though it's not, it's a little bit mandatory, but you know, everyone could have found an excuse here and there. I would like just to talk a few minutes about a very important topic, at least for me, all about Elul. Elul and Achdus. That's maybe what, if we're going to make it a title, what is Elul all about? So usually when we think about Elul, we think about Tshuva, we think about Rosh Hashanah coming up, but I think I really want to focus on one theme of what my Elul is all about. And I think that if we focus a little bit of what Elul is all about, I think this will help us appreciate what Elul and have a different Elul this year. So you guys can see I'm wearing one of these masks. Someone once told me a few days ago, he's like, you know why Hashem gave us one of these masks? Because maybe we had a mouth, we have a mouth, we have lips, we have teeth, but maybe we weren't guarding our mouths. Maybe we weren't using our mouths properly. Maybe we didn't have that proper achdus. Maybe we didn't have that proper unity. So I'm going to talk a little bit about caring and being kind and having achdus. Rosh Chodesh Elul was just a few days ago in the Beis Midrash of Kelm, a great, great city of Europe before the Holocaust. There was a sign that the Rosh Yeshiva, the Altar of Kelm, used to put up in the beginning of the Yeshiva. And the sign read like this. Achdus ha'avadim hikiyam ha'malchus. Achdut ha'avadim hikiyam ha'malchus. Which means that the only way to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu king on Rosh Hashanah, the only way to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu king is through having the unity of the slaves. Obviously we're not slaves to Hashem, we're children to Hashem. But the main message that they were trying to portray to all the students in that yeshiva was that Elul is not just time to think about yourself. It's a time to start thinking about others. It is time to start thinking about your brothers and sisters, your families. Usually, by raising, anyone can tell me what usually they think of Elul, it stands for Ani L'Dodi. Anyone know how to finish that off? Ani L'Dodi, you're Aiden Shul, can you tell me? Ani L'Dodi?
V'Dodi Li.
V'Dodi Li. You know what that means, Aiden? Awesome, awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I love it. Oh, nice. Very good. It's very good, Aiden. So it's a pasuk in Shir and Shirim that shows Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm to my beloved is to me. However, besides that being the pasuk that represents Elul, there's actually another pasuk that represents Elul, which I would like to share with you right over here when I share my screen with you. As the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure some of you guys have heard of the Shulchan Aruch, written by Rav Yosef Cairo. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, written by Rav Shlomo Gansfried. So he says that the Rosh Tevis for the word Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, but also Ish L'Re'eu U'Matanos L'Avyonim. Aleph, Ish, L'Re'eu, Lamed, U, Matanos, Vav, L'Avyonim. And gifts for the poor, that also spells out Elul. Some of you are going to be like, Rebbe, that what is a pasuk in Megillas what? Where is that pasuk found? Megillas? Raising your hands, anyone? Megillas? Megillas? Yeah, Nava? Where'd she go? Where did Lifshitz go on my screen here? I had you before. I don't know where you went. I'm sorry, Nava. I'm sure you know. Oh, Nava, you're here. Nava, yeah, go on, Nava. Yeah, sorry, no, Mishitz, we'll get back to you. You're not Nava, you're Talia. I'm sorry.
Russ?
Close to Rus. Close. Anyone else? Where's Ish L'Re'eu U'Matanos L'Avyonim? Moshe Yitzchak?
Esther.
Good, it's Megillas Esther. What's a pasuk in Megillas Esther have to do with Elul? So boys and girls, at the end of the day, it's not just about Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. We also see now that Elul is actually a very important time to actually work on our midos. If the whole point and the letters of Elul could be found in the pasuk in Megillas Esther, Ish L'Re'eu Matanos L'Avyonim. Where did it go? Where did it go? Right over here. Ish Aleph L'Re'eu Lamed Matanos L'Avyonim Vav Lamed. Spells out the word Elul. We see that Elul is also a time for Achdus. It's a time to start thinking about each other. So I want to show you guys a video. I'm sure I've showed you this. Some of you I've showed this to you before, but I hope you guys enjoy it again because I think it'll really encapture and really show what being part of the Jewish people is all about. If each one of us are going to have a judgment day on Rosh Hashanah, that means we have to know what to prepare and how to prepare before that judgment day.
The brother of the famed author and lecturer, Rabbi Pesach,
wait, share my screen.
Was once visiting Israel.
Here we go.
He gets into a cab and sits down next to an Israeli secular cab driver. The driver turns to him and he says to him, Boker Tov, good morning. In which he responds, Boker Tov, Achi, good morning, my brother. The driver then turns to him and says, whoa, Achi, my brother? I'm sorry to tell you, young man, but, you know, you're religious, I'm secular. We're not exactly brothers. In which he returns and says, well, I don't know. My teacher taught me that all of the Jewish people are brothers and sisters. He says, yeah, really? Who is your teacher? And he responds, Adolf Hitler. Shocked into silence, the driver then turns to him and he says, what did you just say? He says, well, Hitler didn't seem to make a distinction whether one was observant or whether secular, whether one was a man, woman, or child. He looked at us like we're all one big family, like we're all brothers and sisters. The secular cab driver turned to him and he says, you know what, that was pretty amazing. You're one in a million. And he said, no, two in a million, because we're brothers. We often speak about Jewish unity, but what unites us? We have so many different lifestyles. We act differently, we walk, we talk, we dress. Sometimes you think we have nothing to do with one another. Then what is Jewish unity? The answer is that even though we may have differences of opinions, at the end of the day, we're all one family. The Talmud tells us, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Bazeh. Every Jew is responsible one for the next. Although we may have sibling rivalries, at the
none of you guys have sibling rivalries, I'm sure.
At the end of the day, we recognize that we're all brothers and sisters. So the next time we see another Jew that perhaps isn't exactly the way that we are, take a step back and recognize you're seeing your long-lost brother and sister. Love them and embrace them.
Boys and girls, obviously that story is one in a million, because that story is 100% true. It doesn't matter if the person or the Jewish person has a kippah or not, a white shirt or not, skirt, pants, it doesn't matter. A Jew is a Jew. And in Hashem's family, Hashem cares about one thing and one thing only. He cares about a lot of things. But in Hashem's plan, in Hashem's book, if you want to know, where's Merzov's report card? You know what the first thing Hashem's going to look at Merzov's report card? How is he treating his wife? How is he treating his sons and daughters? How is he treating his students? Is he kind? Is he caring? Or is he quick to anger? And does he have any patience? Even with Corona, stuck at home with all his kids? Don't get me wrong. There were times where I was going nuts. And I needed time to take myself. And I'm sure some of you guys had, I'm sure some of you guys had those feelings too. Sometimes you just needed, you needed to get out a little bit. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize, we want to know how to get ready for Elul. We want to know how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Want to know what Elul is all about? Yes. Ish lere'eu umatanos le'evyonim stands for Elul. Because Elul is all about really making sure that we're working on our midos, where we're caring for each other. The reason I'm wearing this mask right here, I even heard Moradatha say it earlier today. You're not wearing this mask for yourself. You're wearing this mask so in case, God forbid, you have the virus, you don't give it to someone else. So the more you wear your mask, the kinder person you are. The more you wear your mask, obviously it's uncomfortable and we give everyone breaks. Don't worry, it's going to be okay. Everyone's getting used to it. You have 10 minutes at the end of every period. I know, I get it. But the more you wear your mask, the more you show love and care and achdus for someone else. And that's what Elul is all about. You know, they say a story by the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, I believe. He says, you want to know what Rosh Hashanah is all about? Rosh Hashanah, just imagine, you know that you messed up. You did things that you shouldn't have done this year. I said Lashon Hara, maybe I didn't take the garbage out when I should have. I bothered my brothers and sisters. Maybe I said something I shouldn't have said. And you know you're guilty. And you go into the courtroom on the first day of Tishrei. And you look up and you know you have a great lawyer. You have a great lawyer. That's a top-notch lawyer. And you see the judge, and the judge is your father. Oh. You're going to have it made. You have it made in the shade. The judge is your father. Says the Gra, yeah. You have it made in the shade when the judge is your father, but only when you know that you treated his family the right way. If the judge is your father, you only know you're going to have it made in the shade if you treated your brothers and sisters in the correct way. I know, for example, you know, when I have two daughters, Baruch B'li Ayin Hara, and two sons, B'li Ayin Hara. So I have a 7-year-old and almost a 5-year-old. The 7-year-old sometimes gets a little frisky with the 5-year-old. Pinches, her new thing is pinching. I don't know what's the deal with girls and pinching. I'm not sure, there's gotta be like a study. Girls, you know what I'm talking about? What's the deal? Boys punch, girls pinch. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what the deal is with girls pinching. But pinching is just as worse as punching. Not for now. What did Rabbi Mirza talk about? He talked about Achdus and how his daughters pinch each other. Okay, not for now. If one of my daughters pinch each other, and then can I have some candy? Can I have some Mike and Ike's? My favorite flavor, by the way, the blue box, tropical flavor, great flavor. Everyone agree with me? Blue is much better than green. The best. You can only get it at CVS. The best. Oh, Mr. Bloom doesn't agree with me. Okay. Every flavor in that blue box is great. You get the green box. The best one you get. Maybe you get a green. Maybe you get a red. You get the blue box. You get mango and you got watermelon. You got great things in there. Why am I going on my favorite Mike and Ike's here? I'll tell you why. Because my daughter asked me to get Mike and Ike's and I see that she pinches her daughter. Am I going to give her the Mike and Ike's, boys and girls? I don't think so. Says the Gra, you go to that court date, and you know at the end of the day, you treated your friends, you treated your families in the right way, you treated your brothers and sisters the correct way, you're good to go. Someone once came to the first rabbi of Lubavitch. I'm sure you guys heard of the Lubavitch Rebbe, yeah? You've heard of the Lubavitch Rebbe. So the Lubavitch Rebbe that you guys have heard of, that was the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe. The first Lubavitch Rebbe was known as the Alter Rebbe. Someone once came to him and asked him the following question. He said, what's more important, loving Hashem, Avat Hashem, loving God, or Avat Yisrael, loving the Jewish people? Which is better, loving God or loving the Jewish people? And the Alter Rebbe turned back to his student and he said, it's a good question. I think the answer is loving Hashem. And then immediately he changed his answer. He said, you know what? No, I changed my answer. Loving the Jewish people is greater than loving Hashem. And then the student asked him why. Why is it that loving the Jewish people is greater than loving God? So he said the following, such a beautiful answer. He said that when you show love, when you show care and commitment and unity to Hashem's children, you're also showing love to Hashem himself. When you show achdus and you show care and concern for Hashem's people, and you show care and concern for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, you're not only showing love to the people, you also show love to Hashem. I know, for example, when it comes down to when someone's nice to my daughters, they're also being nice to me. They're also showing care and concern to me. Boys and girls, that's what El is all about. El is all about understanding that it's not about me. Even though sometimes my brothers and sisters can be annoying, and I get it, sibling rivalries, it's a real thing. But at the end of the day, if you want to know, what's the one thing I could work on, right? Everyone's LOL. Probably heard a million things about LOL so far, and next week you're going to hear a million more. The number one thing, in my opinion, and how to get ready for LOL, and how to get ready really for Rosh Hashanah, especially for this year, who knows what's going to be with the virus and all these things happening in America and Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wants one thing. How are the Jewish people treating each other? Do they have to wear a mask the rest of the year? If we treat each other in a kind and caring way, and maybe we won't have to wear this mask on Hanukkah. Maybe Hashem will get rid of the virus. But if we're going to be angry and jealous and lashon hara and talking bad about each other and talking ill about each other and not talking nicely, then maybe we're going to have to wear this for another Pesach. My wife said, you know, last Pesach, everyone thought, oh, Pesach's going to come and we're not going to have to wear this mask anymore. But you know, boys and girls, you know what's going on? It's almost Rosh Hashanah and we're still wearing the mask. And the virus is still here. Hashem doesn't just make things happen like this. Hashem is giving us a wake-up call. Maybe the wake-up call, maybe one of the things, is that we have to protect our mouths, not just physically, but spiritually. What comes out of our mouth? How am I viewing people? Do I look for the good in people? I know, for example, for myself, the number one way, at least for me, in a practical way, to be able to work on always talking positive to others, is when I have positive thoughts about myself. If I have positive thoughts about myself, if I'm self-confident about myself, if I have good feelings, not arrogant feelings, not saying, oh, look at me, I got an A+ in all my classes. No, no, no. But a healthy self-confidence. Healthy self-confidence is a very Jewish concept. Believing in yourself. Believing in yourself, when you have good feelings about yourself, you can have good feelings about others too. And this is not me, this is the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, the great Ger Rebbe says, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You should love your friend like yourself. If you love yourself, once you love yourself, then you could love others. I know I have friends, and you could raise your hands also, maybe put you guys in gallery view. Usually the people that talk Lashon Hara are the people that have negative feelings about themselves. Yeah, just nod your head if you think I'm right. I think I'm right. I don't need anyone to start pointing fingers. I don't need that. I know my wife's a social worker in Katz Yeshiva High School, so I know a little bit about the mental health world. She always says, and it's so true, the people that have positive feelings about themselves can have positive feelings towards others. So the one number one way to get ready for Rosh Hashanah is have achdus and to have love and care and concern. But before you love others, who do you have to love also in a healthy way? You have to love yourself. Don't pass that over. Self-confidence. Just because she got a 91 and you got an 85, you shouldn't make yourself feel bad. You got an 85, that's great. You tried your best, 85, don't make yourself feel bad. And if she made the soccer team and you didn't, that shouldn't hurt your self-confidence. When I was in high school, good boys and girls, I didn't make the team. And sometimes it hurt me very much. My parents always told me, just because you didn't make the team doesn't mean that you're not just as great as anyone else. Okay, so you weren't great as hockey as the rest of your friends. No. And obviously it would annoy me that I didn't make the team. But you have to believe in yourselves. And this is something we wake up in the morning, every morning we say this. Moda ani lefanecha melech ha'vekayam shechazarte bi nishmasi b'chemla rabba emunasecha. Emunatecha. Great is your emunah, Hashem. It should really say rabba emunati. Rabba emunati. Why do we say Rabba Emunah Secha, your Emunah? Because just like we have to believe in ourselves, Rabba Emunah Secha, your Emunah. Hashem believes in us. It's the first thing we're supposed to say every morning. So before we wash our hands, before you do Netilas Adayim, before you say Asher Yotzeh, before you anything, Moda Ani Lefanecha, thank you Hashem for waking me up, and thank you Hashem for giving me the self-confidence that I know you believe in me, that I can believe in myself. To believe in myself. Boys and girls, we have 4 minutes left to just review what we said so far. We started off saying that El, we know, we said, I need a doji be doji li, but we also said that there's a pasuk in the Megillas Esther that says, Ish dereo matanas of Yonim, which also stands for El. And the Svarim say that at the end of the day, the Kitzur Shachanar says, you want to know how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? How to use your El. It's not just, I need a doji be doji li. It's Ish dereo matanas of Yonim, Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed. Are you being a caring, concerned person? You're wearing your mask when you go outside and you're not socially distancing? Are you making sure to be a little kinder and caring to your parents? Are you making sure to be able to send that thank you note? Maybe you're about mitzvah, bar mitzvah, whatever it is. Your thank you notes, by the way, thank you notes. If you don't do the thank you notes right away, they pile up. I know. I still have a few for my bar mitzvah. And that wasn't 5 years ago. That was, if you know how, I don't want to say how old I am. But it wasn't that many years ago. Gotta get those thank you notes in. Gotta get those thank you notes in. When it comes down to it, El is all about caring and concern. I mean, the achdus, having the commitment to each other and understanding that's all about caring about each other. I just want to show you guys one more pasuk in the parsha and one more video, and I'll let you guys go. There's a pasuk in the parsha, Kitetzit. This is actually the most mitzvos in the entire Torah. I believe it's somewhere in the 70 something in the mitzvos. So one of the mitzvos is the pasuk right over here by the mitzvah of Peah. It says, Kisachbo tzeizcha lo sefar acharecha lager leyatom v'lamana yiyeh. When you beat your olive tree, you should not deglorify it. You shouldn't just take all the fruit after you. Rather, you should leave some for the ger, for the orphan, and for the almana. I saw a great idea about on this pasuk from the Tefer Shlomo, from the great Adamsky Rebbe. He says, Lo Tefer, don't just worry about yourself. When it comes to your Judaism, when it comes to your lives, don't just worry about yourselves. You have to care about la ger, le'atom v'lamana. It doesn't just refer to the orphans, or the people, the Torah is just giving us examples of people who are less fortunate. When you pass by Bokaria Road and you see people there who are always, you know, they're collecting money, or you see people, someone in shul, they're collecting money. Those are people that are less fortunate. Says the Tefer Shlomo. Yes, this is exactly what the parsha is talking about. The mitzvah peah doesn't just refer to giving the poor people money, or for the ger, for the orphan, the widow. It's talking about people that are less fortunate than yourselves. That's what it's all about. Lo tefer, don't just think about yourself. Make sure you care about others. Make sure you go out and about, and you make sure you really go above and beyond. And that's, boys and girls, that's really the lesson I wanted to show you guys today. The lesson I really wanted to show you guys today is, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Yes, our father is the judge, and our father is Avinu Malkeinu. But before you go to your father, you want to know how to best prepare yourselves? By being a kinder and caring and more committed to being a loving person. By being a more self-confident person, so then you could be, once you love yourself, says the Sa'as Emes, then you could love others. And once you become a more kind and caring person, then we could confidently say, I'm going to go into Rosh Hashanah, not scared, because I know my Father knows that I care about my brothers and sisters. Not the ones only in my family, but the Jewish people throughout the entire world. I have one more video to show you guys, and then we will conclude for today. I have a rabbi who I never met. His name is Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. Unfortunately, he died in a car accident a few years ago. Listen to the story about him. Some of you that were in my Parsha class last year watched this. Some of you didn't. Pretend like I'm doing a little bit of a Harry Potter whisk to your brain. Pretend like you don't know it, and I hope you enjoy it.
A few years ago, Chanimalka Geldzahler was driving down the Garden State Parkway. She was coming from Lakewood, New Jersey, heading to New York, and she realized that her gas tank is close to empty.
I stopped for gas on the Garden State Parkway at exit 127.
She pulls up to a pump, and she notices that the attendant, whose name was Vinny, was only around 3.5 feet tall. Vinny comes over, puts the pump in her gas tank, and he proceeds to go wash the windshield.
And as he was washing one of the windows, he stopped short. And I'm wondering, what's this guy looking into my car for? And he pointed to the picture that I had in my car because I was moving that day.
I knocked on the window, I'm like, what's this about? And she goes, it's about my father, Rabbi Geldzahler. I'm like, it's your father?
He said, I've been looking for him for 2 years. He said that he knew him.
All the time, you come here and talk to me. He's like, get out of here. I'm like, yeah.
Chanimalka says, my father, unfortunately, was involved in a bus accident and he passed away recently. Then he started crying.
He said that day by day, week by week, people come in the rain, sleet, snow, they drive through, they ask for gas, and they just drive away. Some of them look at me weirdly because he clearly has a different look.
But your father came out of his car the moment he saw me.
He looked at me straight in the eye and he said, you are my inspiration.
You have every reason to play the role of victim and stay in bed in the morning and not come to work like a regular person. Yet, you choose to act as if you don't have a handicap and you come to work like everybody else.
You gas the car every day, be nice to me, and talk to me all the time. Follow me around, keep me company. You call me like a giant man. And they're like, thank you.
Most people think that in order to impact or change someone's life, you have to give this traumatic, powerful speech, or you have to go take courses on developing people skills. But the truth is, most of the time, it's the sincerity and the simplicity of the encounter that leaves a lasting impression.
My father told Vinny that he was on the way to his yeshiva, Ar Yisrael, where he's a Rosh Yeshiva of 200 boys, and he was gonna go in with a lesson for the day, that he met this fantastic guy who overcame his given challenges.
And I'm gonna tell them that if you can do it, they can do it too. Vinny turns to Chanimalka and he says, that day, your father was the first person to ever make me feel tall.
After my father was nifter, we heard so many stories of all the things that he's done for his talmidim, for his friends, for the neighbors, community, family, and it was inspiring, but it was within the boundaries of the Jewish community. When I heard the story from Vinny, it opened a whole new world. It was a lesson for me that he took every opportunity to make a difference in every person's life, regardless of anything.
Her father was the first person to ever make me feel tall.
Boys and girls, making other people feel tall doesn't just refer to the Jewish people. It refers to the entire world. You go into Publix, go into Winn-Dixie, you ask someone how their day's going, I guarantee you, so many people pass by them every single day, they don't even say thank you. Thank you, how's your day going? Being a person, being a considerate person to the entire world is important. But specifically, Rabbi Seder Blazer, this story, even to non-Jews, because being kind and caring is showing Hashem that you care about everyone. Kavod HaBriyos refers to everyone. Caring about every person. But specifically when it comes to Elul, we're caring about each other. That's number one way to get to Rosh Hashanah. So come Rosh Hashanah, come 25 days, almost over 3 weeks. We're going to come to that judgment day knowing that we worked on our midos. We're in a little more kind and a more caring way for our brothers and sisters, not only in our families, but in our grade, by wearing our mask, by making sure we do go above and beyond to daven for Klal Yisrael, to daven for Eretz Yisrael, to daven for the Jewish people, that please God will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us and all our families with a ksiva ksima tova, a good geben shdior, to have a great year of learning, a great year of Torah and growth together. The number one way how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah is about caring and loving and having the being sensitive and kind and being nice to each other. Please God, Be'ezus Hashem, wishing you all an amazing rest of your day. I will press the unmute button, the unmute button, so you guys could all say bye to each other. Let's see if you guys could unmute yourselves. Wishing you guys a great rest of your day. Have a great day, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming to learn. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Have my mercy.
Thank you guys.